शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे ही मैं वतन में पहुंची,
on the day of the Sadhguru, as I carried your loving remembrances and entered the subtle region, what did I see there?
Baba khade the.
Baba was standing in front of us, in front of me, but it seemed as though Baba was in a different form today, as though he was lost in the love of some souls. I stood there for a few seconds. Baba then said, come daughter. So today I asked Baba the question, in whose remembrance were you lost in, the love of the remembrance of which soul? So Baba answered, from the time that the children celebrated the meeting with the father, the children have continued to be lost in that love, and they continue to say Baba and Baba. Today Baba was giving the return of the love that the children were expressing.
So wahi Diamond Hall ka scene samne emerged.
And as Baba said this, the scene of Diamond Hall again was emerged of when we met Baba a couple of days back. But it was a different scene. It wasn't what we saw that day. I saw many, many brothers and sisters who were standing in front of Baba. Baba was giving drishti to each one. And as Baba was giving each one drishti, a garland was coming around each one's neck, and there were blessings written on each garland. So as light was falling on the blessings on the garland, that soul was becoming the embodiment of those blessings. And then light was emerging from each soul, it was reaching far distances. So the light from some souls was reaching many a far distance, but some, the light of some was reaching a short distance, and the light of some were even lesser. So it was a very beautiful scene. Light or in all four directions. So Baba then said, look, daughter. So of course I was looking at the scene closely. Baba has given all the children the blessings. Baba has made each child full with all the blessings. There are some children who just take these blessings from Baba and they just keep them with themselves, and so they have a very short distance. There are some who churn on those blessings, they become the embodiment of those blessings to a certain extent, but then they forget as well. So both happen. And then there are a very small percentage who actually become the embodiment of those blessings, they experience the power of those blessings, and then they also give that impact, share that impact with many others at a far distance. So it is now time, the devotees are waiting. They are waiting desperately to see their dearly beloved deities and to receive blessings from their deities. The father has bestowed the children with many, many blessings. Baba is very pleased when he sees the children so happy on seeing the father. So this is all that Baba wants now. Continue to dance in happiness. Have the thought of enabling others to have these experiences. And also be aware that you have to fulfill the desires of the devotees, and for that you need to stabilize yourselves in your perfect stage. Baba then emerged the children again in front of Baba. Baba's both arms were spread out. And Baba was waving his hands gently and looking at Baba. Everyone else also started waving their hands. It was as though everyone had become angels and they were just flying around. So the hands had actually become like wings. So light was emerging from the arms and it was as though everyone had become angels. The father said, when children are in this that happy stage, they remain very light. So the children have to remain light, remain in happiness. Baba is always with you. So remain in the happiness of the fact that Baba is with you and become the embodiment of the blessings that you received. Baba then sent lots and lots of loving remembrances and gave special drishti to the children. And Baba's form today was very, very loving. I then offered the bhog to Baba and then returned. Om Shanti.